You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired. Brought to you by Lucky Charms Magical Mission. Add a little fun to your family's morning and join Lucky the Leprechaun on an interactive adventure through 8 magical charm lands to restore magic. Available on your smart speaker. Just say open Lucky Charms Magical Mission or search for it wherever you listen to podcasts.
The most interesting thing in tech is the strange, complicated, and convoluted fight over California's privacy law. Here's what happened. A businessman named Alistair McTaggart, who didn't know a lot about privacy, wasn't deeply involved in it, got really passionate about the issue about 5 years ago. And he said, you know what? I'm going to propose a ballot initiative. A lot of law gets made in California through ballot initiatives. Referendums go to the public votes on them. It's a very strange way to do it. It's very much direct democracy, but it also leads to all kinds of problems when the public gets very passionate about something, passes a law that they don't really have time to think through, and you get stuck with terrible policy. Any case, McTaggart proposes a ballot initiative, and then a state representative named Bob Hertzberg comes to him and says, hey, wait a second, I got a better idea. Scrap the ballot initiative, let's work together, and let's make a law. And so McTaggart says, all right, let's do that. So McTaggart and Hertzberg get together, and they write the California Consumer Protection Act, CCPA. It's the strongest privacy law in the country, and it passes. But then it turns out it has a bunch of loopholes, a bunch of mistakes that the drafters made. So, for example, they say that the big social media companies can't sell your data. Well, nobody actually sells your data. They share it. It's a trade. It's not a sale. And they say that the big social media companies can do with your data what they want as long as it's for business purposes. But what does that really mean anyway? There are a bunch of poor definitions in the law. And so the law ends up not really having a much effect as planned. So then McTaggart says, fine, we're going to fix it. We're going to fix it through ballot proposition. And so this year, in November, California will vote on a proposition that will massively strengthen the privacy law. And now Hertzberg is saying, wait a second, that's a bad idea. If you do it through ballot initiative, it becomes extremely hard to amend and to fix. You will codify a messy law. You will make it too strong. You make it impossible for the government officials in the state to actually come up with a rational, sensible policy. So now you have the very strange situation where the guy who initially funded the proposal, backed the law, is at odds with the guy who wrote the initial law. So you have privacy advocates against privacy advocates. Of course, tech companies don't like anything about the new law, and the citizens, who mostly think that any law that's about protecting privacy is a good thing without really having the opportunity to think through all the consequences, are probably going to vote for it. So it is a mess, it's complicated, and it's the way the law gets made in California. And then, interestingly enough, once this ballot initiative passes, as it likely will, it'll help set the law for the whole country. There we are. That's the most interesting thing in tech.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.